President George Bush and Senator John Kerry will both spend much of today preparing for their third and final debate this Wednesday. Yesterday, the two presidential candidates traded barbs as they barnstormed through closely contested states. Mr. Bush challenged the Democrats' credibility, and Mr. Kerry questioned the Republicans' judgment. We have two reports this morning, the first from NPR's Don Gagne.
The president went out on the road yesterday, clearly buoyed by the sense that his performance in Friday's debate was perceived to be a significant improvement over the debate of a week earlier. But at events in Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota, he opened his speeches by talking not about the debates or John Kerry, but about Afghanistan, which held its first presidential election since U.S. forces removed the Taliban government in 2001. This is from Waterloo, Iowa.
Think about that. Just 3 years ago, women were being executed in a sports stadium. Today, they're voting for a leader of a free country.
The Bush campaign used the Democratic elections in Afghanistan to highlight the president's achievements a day after his foreign policy came under sharp attack by John Kerry in the debate. But it should also be noted that the president's assessment of the Afghani elections was nothing but upbeat, even as reports came in of widespread turmoil, voting problems, and a boycott by 15 presidential candidates, all alleging election fraud. Most of the president's focus yesterday was John Kerry. His goal, with the election just over 3 weeks away, to do all he can to make Kerry a questionable entity in the eyes of undecided voters, a task that may be made harder now that the public has gotten a good look at Kerry in the debates, where his reviews have been strong. Polls show the race to be very close. The big lead the president enjoyed just 2 weeks ago is gone. Mr. Bush's advisors predict things will stabilize now because of how the president did in the debate Friday. It's clear, too, that they believe the way to victory is to be relentless in portraying Kerry as unqualified and unpredictable.
In the spring of 2003, as I ordered the invasion of Iraq, Senator Kerry said it was the right decision. Now he says it's the wrong war. And he tries to tell us he's had only one position. He can run, but he cannot hide.
The attacks on Kerry's Iraq policy continue, but with the next debate set to focus on domestic issues, there too the president is holding nothing back in trying to connect Kerry to one simple idea, higher taxes. He ridiculed Kerry's Friday pledge not to raise taxes for anyone with an annual income below $200,000. The president said that claim is simply not credible.
20 years of votes at earning the most liberal label. I have a different record and a very different philosophy. I am a compassionate conservative.
By the third stop of the day yesterday, a late afternoon event outside Minneapolis, the president did seem tired. His staff said he didn't get much sleep after the debate. He'll be getting caught up on his rest today at his Texas ranch, where he's said to be doing some light preparation for the next and final debate 3 days from now. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Bush campaign.